T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We saw this on Senator Scott Wagner starting to bubble up yesterday, making national news. Wagner, candidate running against Tom Wolf to be the next governor in Pennsylvania, calls out Wolf at this Pennsylvania press club because Wolf has spent 3.5, going on 4 years, studying the death penalty. There's a moratorium. Here's the direct quote. Here's the money line. We played it for you a couple times today. If someone kills one of our children, we will kill them. Introducing legislation yesterday imposing mandatory death sentence for school shooters. So if the nation is so outraged, if this is so heinous, as everyone agrees, right? Why would that seem to be so, oh my God, in a place particularly like Pennsylvania? Has Pennsylvania changed that much? Joining us to talk about that in his campaign is State Senator Scott Wagner on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. He joins us again here in Philadelphia. Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, how you doing? It's great to be with you.
Well, it is. You know, you saying something like that to our audience, I think, would get round cheers. Saying it to the Pennsylvania Press Club, though, those guys there, I could just hear the ice tinkling. I don't know if you heard when you're up there speaking. It's kind of a tepid audience. How did you feel yesterday when you announced this?
Listen, this tragedy that happened in Florida is unbelievable. It's just incredible that it could happen in this country. But if this would have happened in Pennsylvania, Dom, the governor put a moratorium on the death penalty, okay? And he did that when he first came into office, very quietly, very quickly. But if this had happened in Pennsylvania, there would be one trial, and the shooter would end up getting the death penalty, and the prosecution would seek the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
But the governor has to sign the death warrant, and the governor's put a moratorium. So I'm going to just give you how this scenario could play out. I don't expect it to play out this way, but this is the way it could play out. So Governor Wolf gets reelected. So this guy gets convicted this year. If he shot 17 children here in Pennsylvania, he gets convicted here in Pennsylvania. He gets sentenced to death, but there's a moratorium. So the guy sits on death row for 4 more years, okay? And then let's play that scenario out, depending who the next governor is after mm-hmm. Governor Wolf, because he'll be term limited. Maybe the next governor does the same thing for 8 years. So the guy sits on death row for 12 years, but meanwhile, 17 innocent people died. I mean, it's about time that we start doing something about this. But you know, it's like the Eric Frein, the guy who hunted down Dom. He hunted down 2 state troopers. He killed one, brutally killed one, up in Pike County over 3 years ago. Okay, the other troop was badly wounded, you know, lifelong injuries.
Yeah.
He got the death, but he's sitting there. I mean, this guy hunted down these troopers.
He cost, Representative, you know better the exact figure. It was millions of dollars, too. In addition to the human cost, it was unbelievable what had to be done with this guy.
Yeah. You know what? This is an issue where it's about time we've become so liberal in this country. And you know what? The parents of those innocent children in Florida and the spouses of the teachers, you know what? Some of them may have been Democrats. Some may have been Republican, independent. I don't know. But it's about time that we start, you know, we start standing up to this crime and this viciousness.
But well, look, I agree. And I'm very glad you put this on the radar screen and it will build up. I asked myself, and you probably were too, Pennsylvania that I know, and you know other parts of it better than I, they're for the death penalty. How did this guy get away with studying this? And we know if he's reelected, what he's going to do, he is never going to sign a death warrant then. He won't do it. That's what it's about.
Listen, this guy is the most liberal governor in the whole country. And listen, you know what? Well, let's call it the way it is. He is a totally gutless governor. And you know what? You know, If this would have happened in Pennsylvania, 17 victims, what would he have done? You know, this is an absolute tragedy what happened. But you know what? This is why all this is going on across the country, because we haven't tightened our belts and bellied up to the bar and said, you know what, we're going to stop this stuff.
Absolutely. And look, I'm glad you're talking like this, because my criticism somewhat of Republicans, and I know you've been shaking things up in Harrisburg now since you've been elected, and even before, you have a column in today's Philadelphia Inquirer, Pennsylvania's redistricting map advances radical liberal agenda. Republicans did not offer the Scott Wagners and other conservative voices on the common sense issues. As a result, we've lost the Supreme Court. They're out of control. They put a map out there that incredibly favors Democrats.
Absolutely. This is manipulation of a map at its absolute best. You know, I have a friend who is a constitutional law professor, and Mary said, you know, Scott, when a judge puts the black robe on, okay, and they go up to the bench, that is the point that they are and they take off their sport coat or whatever else they're wearing. That's where they leave their political affiliation and their political parties. That's not this state Supreme Court. David Weck is a great example. He campaigned on, if you elect me, I'll get rid of these maps. He is so partial and so politically motivated, and it's so clear. But I got to tell you, people in Pennsylvania really need to pay attention to what's going on here.
Well, it has national repercussions. This has national repercussions. This could turn 7 or 8 seats and could turn the House of Representatives.
Dom, we're headed down a very bad path in this country. And you know, there was some, we were able to pull back and when President Trump got elected, and we were able to, you know, get some more sanity here. But we just can't keep giving everything away. Free college, free this, free that. You know, it's like free Obama phones, free this. How are we going to pay for all this stuff?
Well, let me ask you, Senator, the other day you said this, and I have it on my list here, too. I follow what you're doing every day. You were talking to these 4-year college people in Pennsylvania and told them if elected governor, they are going to have to toe the line or they're going to be out of business because, well, Penn State is the worst that I know of, but they're raising the cost of what should be affordable tuition astronomically.
Correct. So, we just received, we filed a right to know request on the Westchester swim coach. And I don't know if you heard any of the hearing on that, but we filed a right to know request. This is the Westchester swim coach who had a base salary of $80,000 to $100,000 a year. Then he got paid extra to run, you know, like extra programs over the summer. And he made in 15, 16, and 17, like I think 16 he made, or 15, he made $320, and then he made $420 the following year, and then he just retired last year. Dom, you have a base salary of $80,000 to $100,000, and you get all this extra stuff. What do you think the Westchester swim coach retired? What do you think his retirement is a month? We just received this morning from.
Okay, Easter. I'm doing the math here. So the pension and all that. If they take the highest three or something like that. Is he making like $100,250 $150,000 in retirement?
His monthly check is, you ready for this?
Yeah.
$15,162 a month. That's $182,000 a year.
In retirement, okay? My God. Wow.
And Dom, this is for the rest of his life. This is the biggest. Now listen. I'm not picking on this guy specifically because he knew the system. The system set up, he knew the system. And you know, there's others. It's happening in other agencies. This is the biggest shaft job to Pennsylvania taxpayers on the planet. And at the end of the day, this guy probably, I'm going to say, I'm 99% sure he has free health insurance, free health coverage for the rest of his life, too, in addition to this. I mean, when's the madness going to stop?
No, I didn't know that. Because the headlines back here, and this is what you're up against, they didn't talk about the Westchester, even though that's in our area. They talked about you being a loose cannon, telling these people you're going to end the state system as we know it, when really these are the abuses you were talking about.
Dom, I'm not going to end the state system. The state system is going to end itself.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
At the end of the day, do people want to hear the truth, or do they just want me to not do anything? Listen, I went to Harrisburg for a reason, because I was fed up. I ran a write-in campaign and I won. And what I have seen in Harrisburg over the last 4 years makes me sick. You know what? And I'm going to do something about it, and that's why I'm running for governor. But to think that this, and there are multiple examples of this Westchester swim coach, you know, monthly pension payment all over the state. We can't afford this. But the bottom line is, it's about time that people start paying attention. And I'm going to keep asking questions.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you something, if this conversation was inside a boardroom, you'd hear language a lot different than what you're hearing out in public.
Well, we know your tagline, too. It's time to take out the trash. Let's start with Tom Wolf.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All we got to do is back up and pick that little Jeep up and throw it in the back and crunch it up and take it away.
Absolutely. Where do we find all things Scott Wagner, your website, your campaign?
It's WagnerForGov, WagnerForGov.com. It's WagnerForGov.com.
I will see you in Harrisburg on April 7th for the big debate.
Dom, I can't wait. Thanks.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.